Excuse me that I don't speak Spanish, but I barely speak English. A few days ago, I had a kind of panic attack because of this solemnity and homily in English. And I asked Father David, what should I say? Maybe something simple, you know. And he said, of course, just one sentence. This is mystery. That's it. So thank you for the advice. But anyway, the revelation of the Trinity is one of the greatest proofs of God's love for us. We do not reveal ourselves to those we do not love. And we reveal ourselves in proportion to our love. In revealing the Trinity, God revealed his very nature, his most intimate life. And he did this gradually and progressively according to our capacity and need. The Trinity is the origin of our lives. It is true that creation is attributed to the Father, redemption to the Son, and sanctification to the Holy Spirit. But the fact and truth of the matter is that the Trinity was the efficient cause of all extra activities. The Trinity is also the origin of Christianity, as we know. And the Trinity is this triunion love is the model for our lives. We are made in the image of God, in the image of the Trinity. By contemplating the Trinity, we can learn a lot about ourselves and about the way we should live. Because the Trinity is a community of persons. For this, sometimes image speaks stronger than words. That's why I'd like to invite you to ponder the icon known as the Hospitality of Abraham. Is anyone here who has seen this icon? Please let me know. Just one. No. Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I learned here that this tradition, icons, this is Orthodox tradition, is because I'm from Poland. It is more familiar for us because we are from Eastern Europe. So this Orthodox tradition is familiar to us. But look at this icon just for a while. Three angels here around the table. It looks like a supper or dinner. Andrei Rublev painted this icon in 1411. Andrei Rublev is a saint, Orthodoxian. He painted this image for the abbot of the Trinity Monastery in Russia. It is based on the story in Genesis 18. Three visitors visit Abraham and Sarah, who show them generous hospitality. In turn, these visitors promise the birth of Isaac, something deemed impossible for the elderly and barren Elizabeth. Yeah? Christians interpret this story in light of the Christ event. So early Christian theologians saw these three angels who visited Abraham as representative of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Of course, we know that we don't believe in three gods. Yeah. Rublev's Trinity reveals a compelling understanding of God as a three in one that invites us into the mystery of God's self-revelation. Henry Nouwen, my beloved spiritual writer, did meditation on Rublev's icon, and he said, "The more we look at this holy image with the eyes of faith, the more we come to realize that it is painted not as a lovely decoration for convent church, nor as a helpful explanation of a difficult doctrine, but as a holy place to enter and stay within. As we place ourselves in front of the icon in prayer, we come to experience a gentle invitation to participate in the intimate conversation that is taking place among the three divine beings and to join them around the table. The movement from the Father toward the Son and the movement of both Son and Spirit toward the Father become a movement in which the one who prays is lifted up and held secure. When we participate in the hospitality of Abraham, we discover that we are responding to the hospitality of the Trinity. There are no isolated self-sufficient individuals. There are three equal persons living together in community. Each person needs the other two persons. This is how our God reveals himself for us. We need each other to be truly human. Yeah? We are social beings. We are mutually interdependent. This truth about God invites us to consider how all of our relationships are reflections of that unique and dynamic relationship that exists within God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the great gift for us is that we are constantly being invited to be part of that relationship, to live in the love of God. You know, this is like kind of circulation between divine persons, like breathing. The Trinity does not exist but by itself, but is instead defined by relationship with one another. Love is initiated by the God, embodied by the Son, and accomplished through the Spirit. And so it is true with humanity and with our personal relationships in household and community. One person alone can be self-centered. Two persons who love can be so absorbed in each other that they neglect others. Don't we know it? Yeah. Three persons, however, present the possibilities of welcome, inclusion, and diversity. Indeed, modeling peace and all good things within community. As we see, the essence of the Trinity is a personal relationship of love between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But we have to be aware of something more. In the Trinity, there is no uniformity, but unity in diversity. Each person is unique and all share in the divine nature in perfect unity. Each one of us is unique, but we share common origin, common nature, and common destiny. Yeah? The Christian community begins with the acceptance of this unity in diversity. It is this diversity that gives glory to God. Unfortunately for us, I would say, not sometimes, but more often, diversity is a source of fear, suspicion, and hatred. And imagine how devastating to the community is the unreasonable demand for uniformity. What a boring world it would be if everyone were alike. The word Catholic means unity in diversity. The Christian community is the people of God, the family of God, as we pray in the Our Father. In necessary things, we have unity. Yeah? In doubtful things, we have conscience, but in all things, we have charity. And how foolish is to demand uniformity in faith when there is no uniformity anywhere in creation or in the Creator. Reflecting on this, Henry Nouwen, my beloved writer, wrote that he was convinced that most human suffering comes from broken relationships. As we know it, yeah, from our experiences. Yeah. Anger, jealousy, resentment, and feelings of rejection all find their source in conflict between people who yearn for unity, who yearn for community, and who yearn for a deep sense of belonging. By claiming the Holy Trinity as home for our relational lives, we claim the truth that God give us what we most desire and offer us the grace to forgive each other for not being perfect in love. So, at the end, I'd like to give you one more passage from Romans letter, St. Paul, to the Romans. He says, "We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption and redemption of our bodies. In the same way, the Spirit too comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because it intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will." So please, brothers and sisters, accept this invitation to this exceptional table and become the guests and partakers of the sacred banquet. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.